This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, my mouth got the better of me Saturday night. That's Guys Dating Diaries today, Kelly. And I want you to tell me if you would have taken this as an insult or not.
Oh, great. What did you say?
I was talking to this girl. Pepper was actually next to me. And the look she gave me, I'm still terrified about it. But I was talking to this girl at the bar, and she wanted me to take a shot. I'd already taken like 7 birthday shots that night. I didn't want to take another shot.
Okay.
So I said to her, I'm not taking the shot. And then she got in my face and just started calling me all these names. It was a joking way.
Uh-huh.
But she wouldn't stop. And in the end, I was looking at her thinking, this girl has so much potential. She's so attractive. I just wish she'd shut her mouth. So that came out of my mouth.
I said, hopefully not like that.
I said to her, quote, you would be so much more beautiful than you are if you just shut up.
Okay, yeah, I would have taken offense to that.
You would have?
Yeah.
See, isn't that a compliment, though? Because I'm still calling you beautiful. I don't understand why, like, Pepper was so mortified.
Because you pretty much told her, shut up.
I had to apologize.
I'm sure you did.
And guess what? She went out on a date with me the next day.
Oh, that poor woman. You need to raise your standards, honey.
The first hour of the conversation, I was like, that's all she spoke about. She's like, no one's ever said that to me before. I'm like, trying to justify myself, saying, you're beautiful, you're beautiful.
But I don't want you to talk. That's pretty much telling her, sit there, look pretty.
Sorry. I thought I did the right thing. She was in my face.
Okay, you know what has to happen now.
What?
We're calling Pepper. We're going to get Pepper's side of the story.
Of course we are. Of course
That's
we are.
It's coming up in 6 minutes. You thought I was kidding. You probably hoped I was kidding, but I'm not. We're going to call Pepper. This we're going to get her side of your train wreck of a date.
You'd be a lot more beautiful if you shut your mouth.
Are you talking to me or your date?
Hello.
Pepper, I had to call you. After hearing Guy's story of what happened with your friend and what he said to her to see, was it as bad as he said it was?
OMG.
Oh, my God.
Okay, because, Guy, give us a quote. What did you tell her?
I think I said you'd be a lot more beautiful if you shut up or didn't talk or something.
I would have slapped him, but Pepper, what was your reaction?
I was like, is this really happening? This is not the girl to tell this to, because let's be honest, Guy, she is way more attractive than you.
That's debatable. I'm not sure about that, but okay.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay, Pepper, what was her reaction? And rumor has it you're friends with her, so was there any talk afterwards?
Yes, I have many questions, actually, because the next day I got sent a picture of her and Guy together, and I'm really wondering how he pulled this off.
Yeah, it was a heroic effort. I won. She went on a date with me the next day, and we had fun.
How does this happen?
I literally apologized and said I'd love to make it up to you and take you out, and she agreed.
And did you let her talk during the date?
The first 20 minutes, all she spoke about was that moment, which is why I'm speaking about it today. I had to listen to her talk about it for 20 minutes on the date.
I'm surprised there wasn't more.
Did you understand my point, though, Pepper? Like, she was
no.
in my face talking, and I just said, you're beautiful if you just chill a bit.
No, I do not understand your point.
I saw in the corner of my eye Pepper's face, and her mouth was just dropped.
What would you have done if you were your friend?
I'm surprised that she spoke to him after that.
Put in a good word for me, Pepper.
Here's what I thought the comeback should be, because at that point, Guy had taken a drink of something that clearly did not agree with him. I was very worried that we were going to have a mess on the bar. So I told him that she should have said, "You're a lot more attractive when you're not throwing up."